Hello, my name is Jenna Jones. I'm an academic GP fellow at Swansea University, and I'm going to present the quantitative findings of the take-home naloxone multi-centre emergency setting trial, otherwise known as TIME. Take-home naloxone is increasingly given out in drug services, but not all drug users engage in these services. It was felt that emergency settings could be a novel area to engage with drug users in harm reduction interventions, important as overdoses at record levels. TIME aimed to test the feasibility of a randomised controlled trial of giving take-home naloxone, or THN, kits to those at risk of opioid overdose when they either attended A&E or attended by an ambulance following a 999 call. Training, including basic life support, use of the kit, and the importance of also phoning 999 for a patient, was given alongside the kit. The study was conducted in four areas, two randomly allocated to intervention and two to control. Each site was a pair consisting of emergency department and surrounding ambulance service catchment area. We predefined progression criteria to determine whether to continue to a fully powered trial. These were based on site, staff and patient recruitment, safety and data linkage. Of note, this study started recruiting in 2019, so its recruitment period was paused for COVID. Each trust reopened at different time points, with one having a long pause as their research nurse was seconded. In total, 288 staff members across the four intervention trusts were trained to supply THN kits and training to patients. The proportion of eligible staff in each site trained varied from 18% to 90%. 277 patients were identified as eligible for TIME. Just 60 of these received a kit. Both ambulance services gave out four kits, with the hospitals giving 16 and 36 each. 164 of the patients identified as eligible were not offered a kit, most commonly because staff forgot. 626 patients were screened for inclusion, but found not to be eligible for reasons such as being abusive to staff, lacking capacity, absconding, being in custody, or having a reduced GCS. No serious adverse events were reported. Due to delays and low numbers receiving kits, which could affect anonymity, it was decided not to link routine data from NHS Digital and NWIS. Although we are not currently able to evaluate all of our progression criteria, we have not met three of the four that we are able to judge. The main issue we experienced was the very low number of kits being given to eligible patients. This was most commonly because staff forgot. In addition, some eligible patients declined kits, and we're not sure of the reasons for this in all cases. Qualitative work in this feasibility study suggested that the setting was often the issue, as patients would be coming out of an overdose and not in an appropriate state of mind to be undergoing training. We will thus not be continuing to a full trial and conclude that giving THN kits to those at risk of opioid overdose in the emergency setting is not feasible.